This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah series. This is Maimon Elbaz from the Torah Show. We try to use pictures and cartoons to illustrate the words of Hashem's Torah. Today we're doing Mishnah 764, which is in memory of Moshe ben Nizza Alava Shalom, Mr. Essis, who was a very special man. Our Mishnah today is found in Seder Kodshim, and I thank our sponsor, Chaim Lex, for sponsoring today's program. The Mishnah is located in Masechta Menachos, Perek Yud Gimel, and we're going to do two Mishnayot, Vav and Zayin. The topic is, if one stated that he is donating an animal as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, but he forgot which animal did he donate. Did he say a cow? Did he say a sheep? A goat? A bird? He doesn't remember. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Hare alai ola. If a person says, it's upon me to bring a sacrifice, a burnt offering called a korban ola. So we don't know which animal did he have in mind. So it says the Mishnah, Yavi Cheves. He should bring a lamb, which is a type of korban that can be brought as an ola. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Otor O Ben Yonah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he could even bring a dove or a pigeon. He does not have to bring a lamb. The Gemara tells us that really these two rabbis are not arguing. Rather, in the city of Rabbi Meir, when someone said, I'm going to bring an ola sacrifice, he meant a lamb, a sheep. And in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's town, when someone said that he was going to bring a korban ola, he meant a pigeon or a dove. Continues the Mishnah. Pirashti mina bakar ve'eni yodea ma pirashti. Let's see, he says, I remember from my herd of cattle specifying that I want to bring a korban from my animals, but I don't remember which animal. Says the Mishnah, Yavi par ve'egel. He should bring a cow and a calf. Let's say he says, Mina behema. I want to give from my cattle. Ve'eni yodea ma pirashti, but I don't remember which one. So says the Mishnah, Yavi par ve'egel ayel gedi v'taleh. He should bring five korbanot. Since he's not sure which animal he specified, he should have taken notes. He should have sent himself an email that he's obligated to bring such a korban. Since he did not specify, he is going to have to bring a cow, a calf, a ram, a goat, and a sheep. After perashti ve'eni yodea ma perashti. What if he says, I specified, but I don't remember which one I specified. Mosif aleihem toro ben Yonah. Then he should include also on the five that we said he should bring, he should also bring a pigeon and a dove. One more Mishnah and then we'll take questions. Hare alai toda ushlamim. If let's say someone says, I want to bring a korban toda, which is a Thanksgiving korban, or he wants to give a shlamim, which is a peace offering. So which one should he bring? Yavi keves, he should bring a lamb. Says the Mishnah, Perashti mina bakar ve'eni yodea ma perashti. What if he says, I know I separated from my herd for a korban shlamim, but I don't remember which animal. So says the Mishnah, Yavi faru fara egel ve'egla. He should bring a male cow and a female cow and a calf and a female calf. Why? Because those are able to be brought as a korban shlamim. By a korban ola, they don't bring a female animal, so then he would not have to bring the female animal, only the male. Ends the Mishnah. Mina behema ve'eni yodea ma perashti. If he says, I'm going to bring from the behema, but I don't remember which one I said, but he definitely did separate in his mind one of them, and he doesn't remember, so he's going to be stuck and he's going to have to bring 12 animals. Says the Mishnah, Yavi far ufara, he'll bring a male cow and a female cow, egel v'egla, a male calf and a female calf, ayel v'rachel, a ram and a sheep, kediu gediya, a goat and a female goat, sa'ir usi'ira, that's a goat that's over 1 year old, and a female one, talev italya, and a sheep and an ewe, which is basically the male and female sheep. So may we be zeicha that Hashem should give us the zchus to see the Beit HaMikdash and bring the korbanot. My class should be a zechut for my father and father-in-law who are in Gan Eden. May they pray for us and may be zochet to serve Hashem as best as we can.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.